This video by the Department of Homeland Security shows that anyone at any age can be a victim of human trafficking, forced into labor or prostitution.
It is a very serious crime. It is also a moral outrage. It's repulsive. It's slavery.
Alan Burson is with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. It's one U.S. agency involved in a new effort called the Blue Campaign to fight human trafficking. He says agents working at airports, seaports, and border crossings are often the first line of defense for victims. He says to recognize the signs of human trafficking even before the victims themselves, Border Patrol agents are receiving specialized training.
Often the victims of human trafficking are not aware when they cross our borders that they are about to be enslaved. The underemployed, the poor, are the victims.
Over the last few months, the Federal Law Enforcement and Training Center has developed a computer program to train law enforcement officers across the U.S. in recognizing and responding to victims of human trafficking. Alice Hill is with the Department of Homeland Security.
One of the things that we found consistently in the academic literature and elsewhere was that the first responders, state and local law enforcement, did not recognize the signs of human trafficking.
Hill says when police raid a brothel, if they've had the right training, they will be able to tell when a woman is willingly committing a crime or has been forced into prostitution. Deborah Sanders is an attorney with Catholic Charities.
What's new is that we can actually do something to help the victims, and rather than what happened before was they may end up being prosecuted and criminalized themselves, that now it's recognized that they're victims.
The computer program is being translated into several languages and will soon be available internationally. John Morton with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it's also important to stop these crimes before they happen.
The key to long-term success in this area is our outreach with foreign governments. We don't want the girl to get on the plane in the first place.
The U.S. has started an ad campaign to educate the public. Information cards in 16 different languages will be provided to law enforcement officers.
La esclavitud existe.
The U.S. is partnering with Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador, airing TV and radio ads to keep people from being victimized. Within the U.S., officials say they will investigate and prosecute more human traffickers.
We will find you. We will arrest you, we will prosecute you, and we will free your victims.
In Washington, Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.